This is the Los Angeles Rams 2026 season preview, and it opens 4 yards from the end zone at Lumen Field, fourth down, late in the NFC Championship game. The pass falls incomplete, Seattle goes on to win the Super Bowl, and Los Angeles spends the next 5 months responding the way a franchise responds when it believes the window is now. A trade for Myles Garrett, a trade for Trent McDuffie, a one-year $55 million extension for a 38-year-old MVP, and a quarterback of the future drafted at 13 to make the math survivable. The market noticed. The Rams enter 2026 as the Super Bowl favorite with the highest win total in football. This preview is about the one assumption underneath all of it. What was real? The best offense in the league by the scoreboard and nearly by every rate. Los Angeles scored 518 points, no one scored more, and finished second in expected points per play and second in pass efficiency. Matthew Stafford led the NFL in passing yards 4,707 and passing touchdowns 46 against just 8 interceptions and finished second in adjusted net yards per attempt. Around him, Puka Nacua led the entire league in catches, 129 of them for 1,715 yards. Devontae Adams led the entire league in receiving touchdowns with 14. Kyren Williams ran for 1,252 yards and 10 touchdowns. The defense was quietly strong too, 9th in expected points allowed, 47 sacks, 26 takeaways, built the modern way, pressure without blitzing, a top 10 pressure rate on the 3rd lowest blitz rate in football. What was luck? Here the record is mostly honest. Los Angeles actually finished a hair under its point differential expectation and went 4-5 in one score games. The flag is the turnover margin, plus 11, 4th best in the NFL. Over the past decade, top 5 turnover teams saw their margin collapse towards 0 the following season, from about plus 12 to plus 3 on average, costing about a win and a half. Turnover margin is one of the least repeatable numbers in football. It doesn't undo a 12-win season. It quietly funded part of one. The identity, charting data via NFL Verse, is the most distinctive in the league. The Rams ran 13 personnel, 3 tight ends, on 27% of their snaps. That's not just the most in football, it's double the next closest team. And our league-wide data says that's not a quirk, it's an edge. The pass out of 13 personnel was the most efficient play in football last season. The run-look pass, the league still underprices. Layer on the 3rd highest pass rate over expected, and you get the fingerprint. Heavy bodies, pass anyway. Continuity? Sean McVay is back for year 10. Defensive coordinator Chris Shula, who interviewed for head coaching jobs across the league, stayed. The offensive coordinator did not. Mike LaFleur left, and he didn't just leave, he took over the Arizona Cardinals, taking 3 years of institutional knowledge to a division rival. Nate Schielhaas was promoted from within to replace him. What changed is the part that made national news. Cleveland traded Myles Garrett, 2-time Defensive Player of the Year, for a package built around Jared Verse and 3 future picks. Kansas City sent cornerback Trent McDuffie for a first-rounder and change, and the Rams immediately made him the highest-paid corner in football. Add free agent corner Jalen Watson, and this is a top-9 defense that got its 2 most expensive upgrades in years. Now the other column. Right tackle Rob Havenstein retired after 11 seasons. Left tackle Alaric Jackson was arrested in June on suspicion of felony domestic battery, an unresolved legal situation with league discipline possible that we'll treat as exactly that. Puka Nacua faces an ongoing civil lawsuit. Prosecutors declined criminal charges for now, and he's expected at camp in a contract year. And the draft delivered the stunner, Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson at 13. A pick most boards had rounds later, the succession plan sitting behind a quarterback who turns 39 during his extension. The staff got its own succession insurance too. Cliff Kingsbury joined as assistant head coach, a former play caller in the building for the year McVay's bench gets raided again. Simpson's 2026 job is to beat out Stetson Bennett for the backup role. Nobody in the organization is framing it as more than that. And with Stafford's workload already being managed in the spring, the number of meaningful Simpson snaps this season is the quietest big variable on the roster. One more piece of context for the season's shape. It opens as far from home as football gets. The Rams drew the league's first regular season game in Australia against San Francisco in Melbourne, a division game on the other side of the planet. A team this old at quarterback, this invested in one season, will be managing bodies from the opening week. So the 2026 question, what actually made the MVP season, and does it survive the offseason? Here's what our quarterback data says, and it cuts both ways. Stafford's production in stable, repeatable situations was the best in the NFL, rank 1, and his clean pocket efficiency ranked 5th. But his raw accuracy was ordinary, 16th in completion percentage over expected, and he was pressured on just 24% of dropbacks, the 2nd lowest rate among qualified starters, behind a line that allowed the 2nd fewest sacks in football, 23 all year. Read those together honestly. The MVP was a great quarterback operating in the league's second cleanest pocket. That environment just lost its right tackle to retirement and has a legal cloud over its left tackle. A pressure dropback costs about 0.7 of a point of expected value. The swing is the whole game. The Garrett trade makes the defense scarier. It doesn't block anybody.
Fantasy names to know. Scored half PPR. Nacua is a top 5 pick on merit, the league's receptions leader in 16 games, with headline risk, not usage risk, as the thing to price. Kyren Williams is the touchdown structure play, 10 rushing scores, everyone from inside the 10-yard line, on nearly 2/3 of the team's goal-to-go carries. The efficiency arrow, though, points at Blake Corum, 746 yards at 5.1 a carry, 9th among all qualified backs in rushing yards over expected per attempt, a committee that could tilt. Adams is the regression candidate the data names directly. 14 touchdowns on 789 yards is a ratio that history does not let anyone keep at age 33. Stafford is a top 12 quarterback with league most volume, and the tackle situation is the reason he isn't priced higher. The tight end room is a deep league puzzle. Tyler Higbee re-signed after a 10-game season. Second-year man Terrence Ferguson was on the field for January's final snap, and rookie Max Clair arrived in round 2. 3 claims on the offense that plays 3 tight ends more than anyone in football, none of them clean. The verdict, 11.5 wins, tied for the highest total in football, Super Bowl favorite. The offense is real, the identity is both distinctive and smart, and the defense added a 2-time Defensive Player of the Year. The data adds 2 quiet debits the market hasn't priced, a win and a half of turnover luck coming out, and an MVP season built in a pocket that now has to be rebuilt on the fly. The Rams are the best roster in this division on paper. The gap between best roster and best record is exactly as wide as Matthew Stafford's pocket. Follow the Los Angeles Rams feed for the weekly show, every game, every number, all season. This was the Muff 2026 Rams preview. Every number verified.